What is going on, guys? Matt Downs with Daily Grind Fantasy Sports to break down this LPL and LCK four-game crossover slate. This is the first four-game League of Legends slate of the week. We've had two previous LPL slates, but they were both two gamers, so I quite frankly am not a fan of two game slates. Just in general, I like when they're bigger. I like bigger CSGO slates, I like bigger League of Legends slates, and I also like big MMA fight slates, which we'll be covering a little bit later in the day. Guys, look out for the video where we will have Kevin, our MMA analyst, on, and look out again for the Spotify, the YouTube video, and all the podcast platforms. We'll have all that content out a little bit later in the day, whether you're listening on Spotify or on YouTube. Guys, enjoy the content for today. Again, we're trying to cover the biggest contest we possibly can throughout the entire week. I do this full time, so I try to cover, you know, pretty much everything, whether it's League of Legends, CSGO, whatever sport you like. MMA, we have NASCAR, we have the NASCAR All-Star slate a little bit later. I don't know if I'm going to be getting a video or podcast out for that yet, but stay tuned. Follow the channel if you guys are interested in any DFS content, especially on DraftKings. Again, a lot of this content can be crossed over to FanDuel. As we know, the pricing is pretty similar on both platforms, on FanDuel and DraftKings. So again, if you guys are already subscribing, thank you so much for the support. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button. And again, we do appreciate all the support, all the new support coming in. And guys, also, Patreon is our main platform that we use. We have a Discord, a more than willing community to help you guys out. We have coaches in pretty much every single channel. We'll be hiring coaches going forward, and just a great place to be. We bounce ideas off of each other. We even rage together when the slates don't go our way. We do a lot of things. We're always looking to gain an edge and help get you guys better at DFS. We want to make sure you guys are the best fantasy players. Once you decide to leave the community, or if you do stay, we want to make sure that you guys are polished DFS players and hopefully playing the leverage right. So again, with access to Patreon, you get leverage sheets, you get the more than willing community to help you guys out, and a lot more one-on-one coaching with me. And with the new sports happening here at the end of the month, we're still keeping the price tag to $20, so it is just a great bang for your buck. Hopefully you guys do sign up today. All right, so if you guys have any questions about this video or podcast, feel free to ask the questions below in the YouTube chat below. We do not have the starting roster, so also look out a little bit later for that pinned post where I will be posting the starting rosters for the LPL teams. The LCK teams, we already know, do not get released until an hour before their game start, which means the second leg of matchups for the LCK. We won't know the starting rosters until after the slate lock, so there is some risk to starting those teams, but there's also some reward because they do usually carry a little bit lower ownership on those LCK matchups. So just all over the place here. I'm going to go ahead and finally kick it off. Last night, let's go over some results. We have this is my personal screenshot here. We had some CSGO leverage, played pretty much every single person. As you can see, I entered 150 lineups, turned 1,100. From $1,100 into $2,700. However, I'm a little mad about the screenshot because first place got $10K. I got second place and ended up with basically 1.5 times my money that I originally started with. Or, well, 2.5 times. But it is just pretty frustrating when there's that big of a drop-off. I was literally 8 points off of first place. He actually won pretty convincingly, but I mean, nonetheless, I'm not going to sit here and complain. It's just the drop off there with I think it was 3,500 people size contest is pretty significant. I wanted to walk away with a lot more, and I think I deserve a little bit more for getting second place in that big GPP. Nonetheless, CSGO leverage on point last night, a very good slate in general. So let's go ahead and finally dive right into this LPL and LCK slate. We have the LPL matchups here. By the way, I've already given the first look here. This is a very juicy slate, a very good slate to play for GPPs. ESTAR and OMG are pretty much virtual toss-ups, minus 111 for ESTAR and OMG minus 109. You break that down into terms of percentage. Literally, ESTAR has a 51% chance to win, OMG a 49% chance. So when I mean a toss-up, I really do mean a toss-up of a match. I did like ESTAR last split, but this split, they just look like a completely different team. OMG is still a bad team, and ESTAR, I mean, Vegas really is pinning ESTAR down with OMG, which I don't really believe quite yet. But again, I mean, we gotta trust Vegas. They know a lot more than we do. They have a lot more data science behind all of these matchups. So again, I'm going to trust Vegas. It is going to be a toss-up of a match, and I do suspect because of the pace of this matchup. Let's go ahead and look over here. OMG 12.5, 13.5. It is a 26 over under. I do believe that this matchup is going to, it's basically going to break the slate. I do believe that the optimal lineup will have one of these two teams in them, if not both, if it really is that big of a shootout. The biggest pace, the highest pace on the entire slate over LPL and LCK matchups. So I do like OMG and E-Star. E-Star, obviously, with them being the slight favorite, 13.5 kills and 12.5 deaths is what they're projected at right now. So, a virtual toss-up, but this is a high-scoring affair. I do believe this will be back and forth, and I do believe there's going to be a ton of kills. Both teams play pretty stupid, so again, take that as you will. A very good leverage spot for either one of these teams. If we go down here to the JD Gaming and Vici Gaming, this is a lot more straightforward. JD Gaming minus 333 and plus 259 for Vici Gaming. Vici Gaming opening up here, 9.5 kills to 14.5 deaths, and with JD Gaming 14.5 kills and 9.5 deaths. They are the second highest paced team, matchup on the entire slate, coming from the second LPL matchup. Let's go ahead and switch over to the LCK odds. We have the Alfreka Freaks and Underdog versus Gen.G. Actually, not as big underdogs as I thought. Plus 243 versus Gen.G, minus 309. So Gen.G, a 13.5 kill projection to 8.5 deaths. And then if we look at Alfreka Freaks, again, switch that over to 8.5 kills and 13.5 deaths, a 22 over under. If we're looking down at the second match here from Team Dynamics versus Dom1 Gaming opens up at minus 394 and Team Dynamics plus 539. This is more of a very heavy favorite in Dom1 Gaming's favor, 14.5 kills to 7.5 deaths and 7.5 kills to 14.5 deaths for Team Dynamics, a 22 over under as well. So because this is such a landslide of a matchup, I do suspect Dom1 Gaming will be more of a chalky team, if not more of a chalky four-man stack. I think that they could end up in the optimal lineup if they do really slaughter their opponent and they end up getting that 20-point bonus. I don't like their kill output. I do think it will be a very quick game, and 14.5 kills is also the same as JD Gaming, and we do know that the OMG and E-Star matchup is going to be fairly competitive, so I do only like them in cash games. I do like the upside with the LPL matchups as always. All right, as you guys know, I like to break down my favorite plays, my favorite cash plays, rather, on the slate. I punch in my projections based on historical data and also Vegas odds kill projections. So let's go ahead and take a look here. Starting at the top position is going to be Zoom from JD Gaming, a 68.05 fantasy point projection and then a 10.3 point per dollar value. Going down to the next position here, Rascal from the top position, Jit from Gen.G, a 62.38 fantasy point projection and then a 9.7 point per dollar value. Those are my two favorite spots at the top position. Going over to the jungler position is actually going to be WEI from E-Star from the jungler position, a 10.7 point per dollar value, and then Canyon from Dom1 Gaming, a 9.6 point per dollar value. Both of these players have been sensational up to this point. I really do like their upside here. Dom1 Gaming does favor the jungler position, and I like their strategy here with Canyon. Canyon has just been absolutely killing. I do think he's going to be more chalky than WEI, but this just shows you the upside here, the potential upside with E-Star with the high kill projection. And then going over to the mid position is going to be Fen from E-Star, a 69.74 point projection and a 10.3 point per dollar value. And then Showmaker from Dom1 Gaming, a 78.94 fantasy point projection and a 10.1 point per dollar value. Going over to the ADC position is going to be Wink, again from E-Star, a 10.4 point per dollar value, and then Ruler from Gen.G. Keep in mind, I'm not very high on E-Star and cash just because they aren't as heavy of a favorite. It's literally a 51% chance to win, so I do favor Gen.G, JD Gaming, and Gen.G, JD Gaming, and Dom1 Gaming as my favorite teams if you're going to be playing cash. So, Ruler next here on the list, a 10 point per dollar value, and also tied with him is going to be Loken, also a 10 point per dollar value. Last but not least is going to be the support position, Shy C, from a 10.7 point per dollar value. And then Barrel from Damwon Gaming, a 10.2 point per dollar value. You guys know I like to talk about the team. If we're going for the cheapest team, I do like E-Star in this position because they are only $4,800. They are a 51% chance to win team. And if they do win, they should put up just as many points as somebody like a heavy favorite like Damwon Gaming, Gen G, and you're saving that salary and the team spot. So hopefully this video did help, guys. If it did, please hit that subscription button. Please hit that notification bell. And of course, please smash that like button. I really do appreciate all the support we've been getting lately. And with all that being said, have a great rest of your day and let's cash.